I never need to like shuffle anything. I just need to remove anything that is offensive sound wise. Works out really well.
Sound wise, I like how you specified that.
Hello and welcome back to Skippable Cutscenes. Can I have everyone introduce themselves?
Hi, I am Lisa, and I am the voice of Judgment, a tiefling dragonborn sorceress.
I'm Zombie Cleo, and I'll be playing a druid called Gilly Artuk.
My name is Marissa, I am playing Vera.
I'm Will, or known online as Kirby XOX, and I'm playing a golden golem called Step.
Our heroes have been sent on a mission by the Port Casha Trading Company to find out why a band of possum pirates raided the town of Corin. They've been given access to a trading vessel to take them to the island of Rubenna, where these pirates were believed to have operated out of. We return to our heroes in open waters, on an average-looking trading vessel in good repair. Step is formed into a cube, and Judgment is visibly seasick.
Does anyone have anything they would like to start doing for the next couple days, or anything they would like to do in the intervening time? In the meantime, you've learned a number of the crew's names. The Brock, you're aware of, he's the liaison for between you and Captain Sweet and the crew, or and the captain. Marigold is the captain. She is a halfling. The first mate is named Samir. He is a human. The navigator is a salty older human named Ludvig. And the helmsman is a tiefling named Felix. He's younger. He's like 20, maybe.
All right, then.
We also met a random human male sailor, but I guess he is insignificant.
He went to sleep. His shift was over.
Okay. His name is Sleepy.
Oh, dear.
Dashfall.
Gilly is going to spend some time just with Samir, just asking, and what are you doing now? And what are you doing now? And what are you doing now?
He is very accommodating. He explains a lot of naval terms about stunsails and aft castles and the difference between a prow and a bow.
Gilly just asks as many questions as she possibly can. She isn't trying to be annoying, but
she is.
Every time, well, it depends on how accommodating he is, because it's not if. Because there are people that can deal with just genuine enthusiasm, just so long as it isn't trying to be annoying. So she's not trying to be annoying, but it's up to him as whether he finds it annoying, because everything he answers, she's then got other questions to ask. So, yeah. And because he said, just come to me anytime.
One interesting story you hear, you ask about the figurehead, which is three cherubs holding some pine cones.
Mm-hmm. Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Yep.
Yeah. You gather from him. He's not that familiar with the full lore behind it because he's not from the Sea of Lenses. But he says that it's from a local folk tale about three cherubs that if you give them gifts, they will grant you some kind of wish in return. And there's some sort of like semi, I don't want to call it religious, but like. Regional folk tale about this.
Oh.
And it somehow involves pine trees and cherubs.
Yeah, I was going to say, whatever they give us, it's better than pine cones though, right?
I'm assuming, but you know what?
You gather from the story that they might live in a pine tree, like Keebler Elf style.
Oh, okay. So they might be able to give us cookies, but hopefully not pine cone cookies.
I'm assuming that...
Yeah, I mean some pine nuts.
Yeah, pine nuts would be pretty good.
Peanut butter cookie, but made out of pine nuts.
I'm sure Gilly would be able to cook some pine nuts for you. So,
get a cookie.
Gilly is
well, it
depends
Gilly
on if you.
Cooking, yes.
You
also find out that Samir is actually the chef on the ship, the first mate and chef.
Oh, awesome! Then she's going to basically follow him around when he's cooking and try and help him when he's cooking. Because she's genuinely quite nice.
The first night, because he has guests and he wants to be very hospitable, he actually does make some pine nut cookies, which are prepared very similar to.
Are they in the shapes of
peanut
hearts?
Butter cookies? No, they are round. They are mostly made out of pureed pine nuts. Some a little bit of actually technically a little bit of the pink jelly because it's one of the few really sweet things they have on board. So as a as the sugar, they use that. And just oil from a decanter. It looks like it might be, you're not sure what kind of oil it is, but it seems to be relatively odorless.
Okay. Well, she'll basically just, Gilly will just sit there and just figure out what he's making.
And he does put the proper peanut butter cookie hash marks in the top. So they are
very important.
It is very important. Otherwise you won't know they're peanut butter cookies. You might think they're sugar cookies. And they, half of them he leaves crunchy, so there's actually little, he puts in at the end, he stirs in, so there's little tiny pine nuts available inside of there, and the others are smooth. And they're pretty good.
I'm gonna actually, like, pocket one of them for later, and I feed a little bit of it, like, I break off a piece and I give it to Nibbles, my pet mouse.
Yeah, Nibbles is really into this, it tastes really good.
Yeah, I bet. For myself, I don't necessarily want to eat anything. Like, I got the
because you'll
berry.
Taste it when it comes back up.
Oh yeah,
yeah, you have good berries.
You kind of
yeah.
do need to eat something, otherwise you are going to die of starvation.
No, she's having good berries. Good yeah. berries are good
oh,
for you.
Okay,
she gave me a good berry after vomiting, and that made me feel full and satisfied. So I'm good for now. I don't need to ingest anything because it will just okay. come back up.
Good berries, I love.
All right, now I know that you all had certain kind of things you wanted to do in downtime. Some of them aren't possible on the boat because you either don't have supplies or the right equipment, but some of them are. Are there any things that you think you could do on a ship? There are carpentry tools, there are sewing tools.
Yes, I told you what I wanted to make, and I was just wondering.
Yeah, there isn't much leather, which is presumably we'd need to start with, unless you wanted
It's got to be tiny, like tiny amounts of like leather thonging, really.
Yeah,
it's not got to be very big.
Yeah,
you're making
however,
a tiny
you,
leather thong.
You do some yes. research, yes. And Rubenna, the town on Rubenna, Rubenburg, is known for exporting pelts and leather and lumber. So. You were very likely to find a large supply of it there.
Okay, I guess I'll wait until
and,
we get to
and Rebecca people then. With expertise to help you on that.
Okay, I'll wait then.
Well, while I have access to it, I might as well study under Ludwig to learn how to do navigation myself.
There's actually training in the as a downtime activity, right?
There is. Yes, it's going to take I think 10
work weeks or something?
Something like that for a new tool.
Roll a D100.
All right. D100 is a 97.
Okay, no, that's good. I was going to do 10 and under.
Okay.
Count for it. So no complications for the first, well, essentially the entire.
Oh, it's a 79 actually, but yeah.
The entire span.
Okay. So yeah, I'm just gonna, I guess, watch right. more than like get trained by Ludwig because he doesn't seem to be, he seems to mostly be looking at his stuff, but,
Yeah, you also notice that, you mm-hmm. saw one of these in the Port Casha Trading Company or Trading Post, the weird tripod thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have one of these on this ship, and he explains its operation to you. This is called a...
I probably know what it is, but not how to use it, based on my background.
This is called a sunspotter. You are aware that these have been introduced, and they usually have been... They're usually kept pretty close to the... usually only on ships... for Port Casha, because they're very expensive.
Okay.
What it is it looks like a surveyor's transit... Only instead of looking through the eyepiece up at the sky, which you can't see because it's covered in clouds, it actually looks, you look at a small gem on the end, which as you turn it, as soon as you cross the path of the sun, it goes from slightly fluorescing to being dark. And you can use this to get a fix of the sun through clouds.
So next question is
basically it is a polarized lens on the end of a sighting tube, and you saw the price on this in the Port Cashier Trading Post, and it was worth 7,500 gold pieces.
That's really expensive. So I want to. So is this one work week that we're doing right now?
We're doing part of one work week because it's going to take only 3 to 5 days to get there, which I haven't actually determined yet.
Okay.
Actually, Gilly, since you are the most adept at knowing the weather, would you like to roll a D100 to see what kind of weather we get on day one?
Oh no! Oh no!
Oh God, we're gonna.
You can really just roll a D10 because it's in percentiles like that. Anyway.
Oh, the 90%.
Okay.
Wow.
No, that is that's fine. You actually make really good time. So you feel that you may be there in 3 days if the pace keeps up.
Excellent.
That's good.
And Gilly will probably spend some time following Samir around because she has apparently glomped onto him as someone who will tell her shit. And no one else seems as forthcoming.
The captain is pretty forthcoming, but she gets a little annoyed after a while and sort of hands... you off to Samir?
Yes. I'm assuming at some point in the next few days, Gilly will start flirting with Samir. Just as a thought.
Okay.
So, awkwardly. Well, not awkwardly. She's quite confident. But, yeah, for everyone else, it's like...
It's not awkward. It's just inappropriate.
Yeah, basically.
It's like, how are you doing?
Effectively, yeah.
What are you doing later?
Extremely.
I mean, she's fairly open with it. So, you know, if somebody was asking, are you flirting with him? Yes.
You just walk up to him and be like, we should fuck.
She's not quite that forthcoming, but, you know, effectively, yes.
Story of my relationship.
Yeah. This ship is going to be like, it's going to be like the spaceship in Saints Row 4.
This ship is a rockin', don't come a knockin'. I guess hammock, really, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of always rock back and forth.
Oh my god, but we all sleep in the same room, though. Like
Gilly does not care. She comes from a small village. I am assuming that she has seen it all.
But mm-hmm.
There are piles of potatoes that you do not want to eat after she's done.
Oh my god.
Freeze-dried potatoes,
they have turned into soup.
Do you, also, Gilly, actually, we'll start with the Vera part of this first.
It's less disturbing, it's fine.
Yeah, Vera's not trying to have sex with Ludwig, so that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, Brock notices your drying collection of mushrooms.
Okay, what does he want?
You find that Brock is really interested in botany.
I see.
And he offers you some advice on how to dry it a little better in these conditions. And he sort of, you get from his enthusiasm that he thinks that you might also really be into botany type stuff, but I'm not sure if Vera is.
I will pretend to be for the sake of getting my illicit cargo.
If Gilly overhears them talking about botany, you know that's not going unnoticed.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's be fair. You misidentified them the first time, too, so...
Oh, no, no. I'm just talking as a druid. If she hears you talking about plants, she'll be all over you.
That's okay. Yeah, she'll have... I'll pawn Brock off on Gilly. Yeah.
As this happened, you and Brock spend the next 6 hours talking about potatoes.
Yes.
Do I learn anything
specifically,
about...
Specifically, I mean... By, I mean Gilly and Brock, because Gilly, in her village, they spend, they freeze dry potatoes by like taking them up a mountain and letting the sun sort of bake them on there. Well, as much sunlight as gets through. And also the cold air like blowing over it. And Brock is just fascinated and taking notes on this whole process.
And Gilly's quite bored with this, to be fair,
nerds.
Because she's spent her whole life on this and she does not want to ever go back, so she'll
so
tell him.
Annoying you,
yeah, basically. So basically, what Gilly does to everyone else, she now feels from Brock.
Yeah, in fact, he thumbs through his journal, and you actually see like really nice line drawings and like impressions of leaves in his book.
Oh, that's something she'd be interesting. Like, totally.
Yeah, most of the... He does have a sample of some plants that are much further to the north. And during this conversation, you find out that he was actually on the expedition with Captain Sweet into the continent of Ultras, which is a frozen wasteland. And
Ultras?
Not Ultras.
Okay.
A-L-T-R-I-S.
This is near where I've come from, actually.
Yeah, you're from the very southern tip of it. This expedition was actually far to the north.
Ooh. So what were you doing there then?
It was an exploratory expedition, mostly to try and find resources or literally anything, because you get the idea that the Port Casha Trading Company is really looking for anything useful they can get their hands on.
Which is fair. I mean,
not anything in specific, just throwing money at something and see if it sticks.
Well, yeah. I mean, learning stuff is always worthwhile. So,
yeah. And he also, he credits his lack of dying to Captain Sweet.
His what?
His lack of dying, as in he didn't die.
Why would you have died? What's going on? I don't understand.
Okay. You wouldn't necessarily know this. But he explains the whole thing about Captain Sweet, about how Port Casha sent 3 Arctic-ish expeditions into Ultras. One of them didn't come back at all. One of them came back with heavy losses, and the one led by Captain Sweet came back with no losses, even though they felt they seemed to have faced similar challenges. So,
So Captain Sweet knows her business.
She is regarded as being very competent at whatever she puts her minds to. Mine too. She has 2 heads. No, whatever she puts her mind to.
Plot twist.
She lifts up her shirt, and then there's the thing from Total Recall.
Suddenly Hydra.
Open your mind.
Okay, well, Gilly will be quite interested in that and then ask inappropriate questions of the captain, which is probably when she starts handing her off on Samir, who then completely forgets those questions and starts flirting with him, because that's what she does.
That was her whole point, to ask the captain something.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, she's not stupid. Hang on, let me just look at her stats. No, she's not stupid. So, yeah, I mean, she learns something, and then it's a distinct possibility she gets to go flirt with someone. Job's a good one.
All right, day one closes with no major issues.
I mean, unless you count the burning sensation in the back of my throat.
Oh, did you want to? Did you want to?
That's not a major
judgment?
Issue, though.
Speak for yourself. I just vomited up a storm.
I just want to point out that this whole time, Steph is probably just a square on the top of the boat.
Yeah. During this entire event, there will be enough opportunity for enough long rests for you to fully get back all of your hit dice.
Yeah. But I mean, because there's nothing that kind of interests Steph other than carrying out whatever mission he's been given.
Does that mean I lose the temporary hit points?
Unless you want to not sleep.
Oh, no, I'll sleep.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah, no, I'll sleep, so I'll take him down to 0.
Yeah, but she also gets that ability back for the next day.
Right. Yeah, I will also keep on producing good berries out of one of my spell slots, just so she's had something that she can actually
keep down. Yes,
keep down. Yeah.
Samir actually asks you for a couple. How many can you produce in a day?
I think. Hang on.
It's 10 per spell, but technically you can cast that like 5 times a day.
Hang on. It's a first level spell. I can cast it 6 times a day if I do my second level spells as well.
So that's like a pint and a half of blueberries right there.
Like 60. So, yeah.
Yeah, he comes to you and asks if you can make a bunch of those for tomorrow's breakfast.
I can, but just be aware that they will disappear after a day.
Well, it's tomorrow's breakfast, so.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine, yeah. I will do that for him. I keep a few back for my friend who is not particularly well.
All right. So everyone sleeps the first night with no issues, unless anyone else wants to do anything on the first night.
I try to do as little as possible, so no.
Okay.
Yeah, not really.
All right. At the start of the second day, you were greeted with a oatmeal with good berries mashed into it or set on top of it, depending on what you prefer. And it tastes really good. And there's also some of that pink jelly stirred in because they use that on everything.
I just pick off the good berries.
Okay, yeah. As soon as you pick off one, you feel like you don't need to eat anything else for the rest of the day. Roll a constitution check for day two's seasickness.
Oh, that is a nat one. So I rolled 6.
All right. So you spend the next day very ill and vomiting over the side.
Gilly will probably keep her company because she actually gives a shit. So
your sickness is made even worse by the curse of Gilly asking if you're doing fine every 2 minutes. And every time you vomit, she boops you on the nose.
Don't think she would. I think she's got more sense than that.
Empathy. Yeah.
Yeah, she's...
I appreciate the back rubs and the holding my hair back and all that.
Yeah, that's basically what she would do effectively.
Yeah.
Do you like druid craft out some twigs out of the side of the ship and like wrap her hair up with some twigs?
Probably. Sure, why not? I'd probably just hold it, but sod it. Yeah, why not?
Hey, it's a permanent solution.
It's a weird permanent solution, but yes.
But it's just like some green branches. I think people used to make things to tie things up with.
Yeah, she'll probably... she'll probably Circle of Dreams what's it called? The Court of Dreams. She'll probably do the Balm of the Summer Court again.
Okay.
So
you gain temporary hit points for this day too.
How many?
I'll give you 3 extra hit points because no one else needs the dice really. I mean, I'll keep 3 back just in case anyone does need the dice, but yeah.
Self-added them.
All right. And Step, since your character will not be doing that much, would you like to roll for the weather for today?
Mm-hmm.
Just roll a d10.
D10. 20.
Okay. Seems to be a pretty average day. It's cloudy as always. Or average amount of clouds. Wind is middling, but not awful.
So glad it's a quiet day. Imagine if we hit a storm as well.
How's the air moisture today?
It is a bit drier than yesterday, but not significantly so.
Because you're on the ocean. I'm assuming.
I mean, yeah. There is that same salty sea spray. That makes you glad you're made of gold and not more rustable metals.
Mm.
I was actually interested in that. Like, does the salty water affect gold at all?
No.
Not in real life.
No?
Do you want to make a magic spell so it does?
No, not really.
Oh, then never mind.
No, I was just curious.
I'm not sure how limpets work, but since I'm there the whole time, would like the occasional wave chuck a few over me?
Probably not, but if you want one, I'm sure Gilly could get one for you. Or give you the experience by turning into one.
Yeah, turn into a limpet.
Can you turn into something with a swim speed?
No, not yet. Next level. But limpets don't swim.
Yeah, I was going to say, do limpets have swim speeds? Because I'm pretty sure they just...
They just are.
They just grab things.
All right.
They have a stick speed.
0. A stick speed of 0, yeah. I mean, do you want me to turn into a limpet? I mean, I can.
Why are we?
I don't know. Just because we can, I think, is the answer.
Okay.
Hey, you're on a ship.
And I'm assuming because we're on a ship, we're quite bored. So.
They do have teeth, okay. By the way.
Yeah,
turn into a limpet and stick to my big gold butt.
What? I'd rather not stick to your butt, to be honest.
I mean, I'm a cube, so.
She'll stick to your face. There you go.
Hey, I was sitting on that.
Oh my.
That is the question. Why?
Why not?
I'm a limpet. I don't understand. It's fine. I am now I'm now a deed for the next hour.
I don't know why you'd ask for limpets, but okay. That's fine. It's fine.
It's boredom. That's what we do.
It does not seem like a very eventful journey so far, which makes me worried because, you know, things always change and it's just the nature of things and it doesn't often result in good things.
You're wondering this as you vomit up even more food. You don't even... Apparently, the way good berries work is they sit in your stomach and, like, constantly emit more food. And you have this, but then it just comes back out. So there's this gross... What color are your good berries?
I'm assuming pink.
Okay, so there's just, like, this mass of pink liquid and, like, chunks that just keeps coming out. It doesn't make sense, but just more and more keeps coming out.
Well, it's better than just vomiting a vial, right?
Yes.
Is it?
Those dry vomits are the worst. Oh,
absolutely.
Okay. So when I eventually get off...
You're stopped by the Coast Guard.
Eventually when I get off Kirby's face... sorry, Step's face. I will...
Yeah, that's the important...
Yeah, that's the important distinction. Yeah, sorry. She'll probably, you know, spend more time with, what's his name, Samir?
Right.
Unless she's actively vomiting at that point, at which point she'll just go, excuse me, and then...
And then get back to asking about every single operation of the ship.
And his life, mm-hmm. and his family, and, you know... probably giving him compliments.
Samir's from one of the Northern Islands. Mm-hmm. He doesn't go over where more specifically than that. From what you know of, or what he explains to the Northern Islands, is that they used to be a lot poorer, mostly fishing villages, but as the Port Casha Trading Company has swept through a lot of these places, they've become a lot richer really quickly. And he's here because he likes the freedom of the sea. And he is still getting paid quite well. Certainly better than his grandparents would have ever been on any kind of job.
I know that feeling. Yeah, that's nice. I mean, so you don't have any other family apart from, like, grandparents?
He kind of shrugs and he's like, I am a sailor.
Oh my.
I don't understand what that means. Gilly looks at him with huge eyes.
Oh god, Gilly's gonna get pregnant.
Roll for pregnancy.
Oh my god, it just dawned on me.
She's a druid. I think she understands sex.
Yeah.
Wait.
Does she understand contraception, though?
Probably not.
Exactly.
Yeah, animals don't do that.
Yeah, God. It's okay. She'll just turn into a bear at some point, and or a creature that doesn't have live birth. It'll be fine.
A limpet.
Like a limpet, yeah.
Like a limpet, yeah. What happens to druids when they transform whilst pregnant?
That's, I mean, a good question. I guess.
I mean, all your clothes and stuff become magically, like.
Yeah,
you,
they're
so
like
I
hidden
wouldn't...
inside of you. So I assume we could. If this comes up in the game, I will generate rules for it.
Oh.
Right now I'm desperately gonna try again.
Yep.
Okay.
Like
increase flirting with Samir. Let's go.
Like, can you decrease your gestation time by being something with a shorter gestation time? So you've got like a little baby. I don't know, a baby fruit fly inside of you while you're a fruit fly.
What? Surely flies lay eggs.
Do you end up laying an egg then?
Like, I don't know.
As soon as you turn to a fruit fly, do you squirt out a little egg?
I don't know.
And then you have to go back and like reclaim it back inside of you whenever you revert to some sort of mammal?
What the hell?
That seems
it's so
surely somebody's asked these questions beforehand.
Does your child transform when you transform back?
No.
I would hope so.
Well, it wouldn't be a druid, so probably not.
It wouldn't be?
Well, no.
After you're down my mother's side.
Mm-hmm. He's part druid, part sailor at this point. I mean,
allegedly. Is
sailor a race? Yes.
Cook.
Kind
is.
Of is.
Well, I mean, so, he was a human male, so.
Yeah, and Gilly's half, or probably half human, possibly.
Yeah. I mean, does Gilly even know?
Gilly has no freaking idea.
As many mixed species creatures are, does Gilly even know if she's fertile?
She doesn't know. Hasn't got a clue.
Okay.
But I'm going for yes, because why not?
It's funnier that way.
It's hilarious.
Where do babies come from? Let's find out.
So, yeah, she's increasingly putting the moves on Samir.
Oh, boy.
So, Samir makes dinner for the second night, and this night it is with a bit of the leftover blueberries. He actually makes oat pancakes with berries embedded in them. Also covered with the
you
pink.
Could just sit at the bow. The you didn't have to sit at the table.
Yeah, presumably you haven't.
I mean,
you with a roll that low, you've probably not left the side of the ship since the day started, and people bring you food and water.
Yeah, that's
mostly water.
That's why it was loud, so they could hear me because I'm sad and lonely and cold at this point.
I imagine that I'm in the middle of flirting with Samir, and you just go, and I just go, excuse me.
I mean, Steph is probably up there with you.
That's true.
Yes, Steph. He's your companion cube.
Presumably you're sitting on top of Steph.
Yeah, that's true. Unless I'm hanging on the side of the boat, basically. Well,
and technically the rules for a long rest are that you can only take one per 8... I mean, it's once per 8 hours, right? You can rest and then you have to wait 8 more hours to do it again. So technically, in this day, you could get all of your hit dice back if you were in cube form most of the time.
Yeah.
Or resting form. Since you don't need to eat, so.
Well, I'm assuming whenever he's not resting, he's just kind of standing and staring out into the ocean.
I feel like Gilly would bring him a good berry every often because
she doesn't know. That
she doesn't understand. She doesn't really understand him, so she's just like just being nice.
Aww. You just kind of push it into the little bit of metal where my mouth would be. And
yeah,
smear it.
Basically, and just smear go it. There. You go, and then she'll just pat you on the head whilst she's on her tiptoes. Because she's kind of short for an orc. Actually, she is kind of short for an orc. Maybe she isn't half human.
Oh. I pick you up and put me on my shoulders.
Aw.
What, you pick up who? What?
I pick you up and put you on my shoulders.
Yay! Gilly spends the time just throwing her arms up in the air and just doing the whole I'm flying kind of thing.
And
she's
presumably
5 years old, allegedly.
I'm on top of the world!
And... presumably Vera spends this time training with Ludwig.
Yeah, this is all a bunch of weird hooey that you guys are doing. I don't...
Yes. Flirting and... flirting and vomiting.
Yep.
Very weird.
Yeah, not the biggest flirting and vomiting fan, so...
Trust me.
All right, Gilly will flirt with you later. It's fine.
All right, so day one or day two closes, and we get to day three. Who wants to roll for the weather on this day?
I'll roll.
Okay.
What am I rolling?
D10.
Okay. I'm going to do a full percentage.
Sure.
Because I got through.
Oh, now you're just showing off.
85.
Okay. Oh, this day is nearly as good as the first day, where you make really good time. You think you will be there? You will be there probably before like 11 or 12 in the morning.
Wow!
Oh, I mean 11 a.m. 12 p.m. The wind is really strong. The
boat's moving up and down.
The boat's moving up and down. Yeah. Judgment, make your constitution check for the day.
Make your vomit roll.
Oh, thank fuck, 22.
Oh, you've got this now. Today is you're just into this, and you it finally feels like it clicks, and you feel a little light on your feet, mostly because of how much you've expelled from your body, but other than that, you feel fine.
You on the other hand, you'd never want to see a good berry again.
Are we on shore yet?
Almost.
Almost. Breakfast for today, cooked by Samir, is, since he knows that you're coming into port, he actually pulls out, what did I actually have as being in there? Yes, there are, I have notes for the kinds of things that they would have.
Bacon.
It's oatmeal again with apple butter smeared into it. A lot of the stuff that eat tends to be sweet. They do have salted fish, which they have rinsed and then sort of cooked up a little bit as a like mid-morning snack meal.
Yeah. I'll just take the berry.
The oatmeal, the apple butter oatmeal is pretty good.
Gilly will eat anything, so
including Samir.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh my.
Well, she might offer, but you know. She has zero fucking chill. It's great. I love her.
In the distance, you can see that you're approaching an island. It's hard to tell how big it is. It's relatively clear, but it's an island and it's hard to tell. You can tell that it is very densely covered in forest with like a dark green hue to it.
Do we know if Rubenna has forests?
Rubenna is known for having dense forests, which is why part of its economy is based on lumber.
Okay.
And the other part is like furs and leather.
Okay.
Do we have fresh water right now?
On the boat, you have plenty of fresh water. In fact, I think Gilly can make fresh
water. I can make water. I can also destroy water if I'm feeling like a bitch. So, stay on my good side.
Yeah, in fact, as you were vomiting yesterday, she was constantly destroying the water coming out of your mouth before it hit the ground as like target practice.
I want to wash because my scales are itchy as fuck because there's salty like residue of the seawater stuck on it and it's just terrible. I'm itching crazy. My eyes are burning. I've been scratching. I need to wash up.
If we can get a water barrel, I can make like 10 gallons of clean water for you. So.
Yeah, there are barrels on this ship.
Yeah, I'll make
that are perfectly suitable for that.
A huge amount of water for us. So
can you make warm water?
It's sunny, ish.
Well, it's never really sunny on this world. But
I mean, I can't control the temperature, but I can just make it.
Can't you just like make it burning hot with your own body?
Yes, I could. Yeah.
Well, it says, alternatively, the water falls as rain, extinguishing exposed flames. So that might count from you. I don't know. What do you want? Would you rather have like your own personal rain cloud or what?
I would prefer a barrel because I want to strip naked and just douse myself in water.
Okay, if you do that, Gilly will just watch until you say, excuse me.
I wouldn't say that, though. I don't mind.
Okay, Gilly will watch, then. Okay. She has no idea of social norms.
I don't mind
not here
so
anyway.
Much.
She lives in a small village. Everyone's watched everyone else.
roll a straight charisma check.
Me?
Yeah.
For a saving throw?
No, it's just a straight charisma check.
Okay. She's basically, I think 18. She's basically trying to see if I think you're hot.
18?
All right, Gilly, roll a...
Are you matchmaking?
I guess, let's just go with Constitution here. Roll a Constitution save against 18.
Natural one.
You start to blush and you think she's really pretty.
I mean, she's incredibly... At this point, I might go and try and relax with Samir at this point.
You're like, I'll be in my bunk
I'll
with Samir.
Be in my bunk and I'll ask... Well, actually, I'll be in my bunk and then it's just sort of like, I'll ask Samir if he wants to join.
I mean, I do have golden scales, so, like, I glitter in the sun.
Well, you don't really glitter in the sun, but you glitter in sufficient light.
Yes. I glitter. That's the point of it all. So I feel really refreshed after that. Like I put on...
So does Gilly. It's fine.
And as soon as I see you again afterwards, I just give you a big wink.
Oh
my.
Well, I mean, it's not like she's hiding it, right?
I don't think Gilly could.
I don't think Gilly has the capacity to hide anything.
And so it's like Step a high
five. Steph was standing there the whole time.
Oh my god.
So basically everybody's watching when you take a bath.
Just
basically, I mean,
Step did
yes.
not blush.
Yeah, well, Step has just like holes where his eyes are, and when you wink, he just says out loud, wink.
Like a narrator.
You want to be careful if you're flirting with Gilly, because she will start flirting back.
I wasn't
just so
flirting.
You know.
It was more like a high five. Like, I know what you did with that knowledge, with that vision on of me.
Don't stick your horns in crazy.
Gilly's not the crazy one here. She's just inappropriate.
Okay, so you get much closer to the island of Rubenna, and you see what the crew is calling the village of Rubenberg. It's a small village surrounded by trees. The town was built within the walls of a ruined castle. The walls are high and in decent shape, but the like castle interior part seem to have either been collapsed or intentionally bricks pulled from it, as people are wont to do. And the exterior shows signs of weathering. The start of the forest is really close to these walls too. There are a couple. You can see some like tanning hides on the outside of the wall, but most of it seems to all be inside of these walls. Hmm. And you enter the dock. The dock is within the walls. I mean, you know, the walls go to the sea, and the dock is on the east side of the island or of the town.
Oh, I guess we don't.
The captain comes down and visits you in wherever you are and says, we will be docked in the next 15 minutes. We will stay around as long as you need us to.
I pick and some leaves out of my hair, look at them a bit bewildered.
And also Brock hands you each, it was 60 gold, right? Per week?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he hands you each 60 gold for the first week of your adventure.
Nice.
Excellent.
So basically, wait, how much did we get? Got paid to fuck.
I don't think she's actually had sex yet. She's just been flirting hardcore. She's got
weeks. Trying.
She's
been
fine.
In the potatoes.
What?
Well, that was her discussing potatoes.
Potatoes.
Oh, discussing. Gotcha. I wink again.
Yeah. That's just some Dragon Ball innuendo.
Yeah, is that the is that what it's called where you're from? Discussing potatoes.
Probably. Yeah.
She's been in the potatoes.
I've seen lots of things happen in those potatoes. That's why I don't recommend you eat them. That and they taste awful.
Potatoes.
So.
Yeah. Bit moist.
No, dry. That's the problem. If they're a bit moist, you don't touch them.
How much gold did we get from before the journey that we split up?
50.
Okay. There was 250 given to you, and I believe it was split equally.
Okay.
So whatever, a quarter.
So we're about 110 now. I'm pretty sure we can't just start peeling bits off him.
I
mean, we could.
You feel that actually might be an option, but there may be consequences to his AC when you do that.
Are my pieces also detachable? Like I can take a finger and arm.
Is what detachable?
Just pieces of me. So like fingers and arms.
Not really. I mean, you feel like that if you were to detach an arm, that it would require quite a bit of effort, possibly tools to reattach.
An ear, so on the like... other hand.
And what?
An ear?
Some ear, on the other hand.
No, an ear.
Oh, an
Steph
ear.
Doesn't have ears.
Oh.
He just sort of has...
He's
yeah,
quite
I don't think
smooth.
He had ears. He just has...
Gears, then?
He's... I see him sort of like as an action man, just like underpants and a trademark kind of thing.
Underpants.
That's the name of the episode, Underpants and a Trademark. Anyway, do you step off the ship?
Yeah.
Step does.
Alright. Even before you make it off the dock, you can already, well, can Step smell?
No, I would assume not.
How does he smell? Terrible.
Okay, well, everyone who isn't Step can already smell the foul smell of tanning leather.
Ooh. Yeah, as Step steps off of the boat, I grab the railing again, and I leave two black handprints on it, and I get the hell off the boat as well.
Okay, it's a very small dock. You get the idea that this is definitely a much smaller place than the town of Corrin, and it is much poorer. It looks like everyone here has a job, and that job is pretty shitty.
And we're bringing the dockmaster, golden man in there.
Yeah, the dockmaster, who first looks at Step, who presumably was the first off the boat, says, sort of holds his hand up and says, "Hello."
Hi.
Hi.
Greetings.
Greetings. And Brock sort of catches up and then starts to register the ship with the dockmaster and then sort of waves at you to do whatever you want. And the dockmaster says, "Are you looking for anything in particular?"
Leather.
We have plenty of that. He points back into town. Just head that way and follow the smell.
Anyone want to come with me to the really smelly place?
Yeah, no, I'll
thanks.
Come.
That sounds... I'm good. Not being in the smelly place.
No.
We have one inn, and he points...
Yeah, I'll come along.
He points down to the... down the dock that leads into the town, and on the north side, there's one inn, the Broken Candle. Next to that is our only pub, the Bronze Parsnip.
Excellent.
Welcome to Rubenberg.
I guess
enjoy
I'll meet you
stay.
Guys at the pub, the ones that aren't coming. Actually, I think two of you are coming. It's just you that's not coming.
Yeah, I'll go to the pub, I think, instead of...
Enjoy. Play your flute like a flute player, I'm assuming.
I could do that. That's a possibility.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we'll make a good team. I'll turn into a baboon and dance for the patrons when I get there.
It may actually hinder my...
No, baboons make everything better. Fact.
Okay. Let's put that in the maybe pile.
I just imagining a baboon twerking right now.
What? Oh my
baboon
gosh.
Twerks.
Baboon twerking and like a proper mandrel kind of style, like with the blue face and the bright red bum.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Oh. All right, who was going with Gilly to the stank?
Me.
All right. It doesn't take you long to follow the smell, and you see a bunch of leather workers. Whatever you call it when they're...
I have no idea.
I don't even know what that
I
is.
I think they chamfer.
Yeah, is that something leather workers do?
I think that's what they do. I think they're chamfer.
I think they basically just... I think it's just another word for twerking, so they just twerk at the leather. Just
to make
it
leather twerkers.
They're all making leather pants and they're twerking in them.
Yes, that's canon now. I'm going to find a leather worker who's got some really, you know, small... well-crafted items.
Roll an investigation check.
That's intelligence, isn't it? 14.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't take you long. You walk down the... It looks like most of their material is for export, not for sale, meaning that they're making a bunch of saddles and some of the stuff they sell is just prepping the leather in to be sold into as hides. But you come to a leather worker who's come across him hammering like a brass nail or brad into part of a saddle, and it looks very well made. And he's like, "Hello, my name is..."
Check the spreadsheet.
"My name is Simon."
"Hi, Simon. What would you say about producing something very small and delicate for me?"
He shrugs and is like, "We do take commissions. What kind of item would this be?" He pulls for his like design notes.
"I would like a tiny bridle and saddle."
Oh my god.
How How tiny? What kind?
About the size of a sparrow.
He's taken aback a little bit, and he's like, "That's not. That shouldn't require very much in materials, but it is a lot of delicate work." How much? I mean, would this count as equipment?
I don't know. Oh, I'm assuming I can do the casting on it later.
Yes, yeah. You just need to have one of sufficient value to do it too.
It's all right. Just stick a gem in there. It'll be fine.
I mean, do you need any? Do you want to tell them what it's for so he might be able to make that easier?
Oh yeah. Basically, I want to have it cast. I want to cast a spell on it that makes it grow with make the animal on top of it that it's attached to grow, so I can ride it.
So you want something that's suitable for enchantment?
Yes.
Okay. It's not very many materials, but making sure that it has the groundwork right for enchantment does add quite a bit to the cost. I believe I can build this for about 50 gold pieces.
Sold. That man right there. I'm not even haggling at this point.
He immediately takes your money if you want to pay right now.
Oh yeah, I'm paying right now. Yeah.
Okay. Subtract 50 gold pieces, and he says it will be. I don't think this is going to take more than 2 or 3 days of work. It's very small. It's a lot of detailed work, but we just need to have the right quality of materials.
Excellent. Thank you very much, and I will be back in, like, 3 days?
Yeah, 2 or 3. It depends on... He sort of points at his like, a giant pile of obvious work-in-progress items behind him.
Oh, yeah, no worries. We're going to be around for... I'm going to look at the others. Just... Like, a while? Like, a while, yeah?
Probably a few days.
Yeah. A while, yeah. For sure.
I mean, I'm a fair, but...
If I need to get a message to you, are you staying anywhere? Are you staying inn, or are you staying on a boat? I mean,
We have a boat. We call it the Love Cookie.
We're staying at an inn. I interrupt.
Well, we will be staying at the inn, but it's also at the... We're also on a boat.
All right. What's your name?
I am Giliatuk.
He sort of writes this down in his notes, and he seems to be fairly well organized. He looks like he keeps himself a little better than a lot of the people around him, as maybe not so much that he hasn't embraced poverty in the way that some people do, of not giving a shit.
I like him.
You like everyone.
Yes, yes, this is
no,
true.
There, I suspect there will be people that she will not like.
Oh, probably. It depends on what they do. If they, you know, pull up plants for no reason, she might have antipathy towards them.
Picking random mushrooms.
Everybody has a reason for that.
Greed is not a reason.
That is absolutely a reason. What are you talking about?
You're not even here.
No, this is just a personal argument we have with each other.
Okay, after you make this deal, do you go anywhere else?
What do you guys want? I'm gonna buy... I've forgotten your character's name.
Judgment.
Sorry. I'm going to buy Judgment. I knew it was something like that. I'm going to buy Judgment some kind of tasty pastry because she's not eating for a while.
I break it in half and I share it with you.
You Yay. Don't find any well-made pastries in town. You do find some... There's a baker who has some basic bread, but none of it is sweet.
Okay, well, we'll just have some bread and we'll have like a roll or so and find some like something to smear on it.
A loaf of bread costs 2 copper pieces. As far as something to smear, you can go back to the ship and find plenty of that that pink jelly.
Yeah, I think we're good.
You could smear some good berries on it.
Could do. Do you want some good berries?
No, I've had a few. I'll just take the roll. I could do with some like fluffy bread. I share it with you, and I also break off a piece, of course, for Nibbles again.
How did you find the... Is it a... It's a mouse, isn't it?
Yes.
How did you get your mouse?
Well, I mean, I used to live, like, in the street, basically. Like, when my mother died, I just spent a lot of time outside of the house.
That sounds lovely.
It wasn't. I had some problems. Like, it's a bit sensitive subject, but I pull on my sleeves. I tried to hide the scars on my arms. And I saw him, and I picked him up and fed him a piece of bread, and he's been with me ever since.
He's a good mouse.
He is. I like your rat.
I don't have a rat.
You don't?
No. Oh, you mean the other rat, the spy rat. That's not my rat. That's... Yes, I guess so.
Henry's not your rat?
No.
Whose rat?
I don't have a pet. He's, I've forgotten her name as well. The lady that's been spying on us this whole time.
Vera?
Ambassador Amidala.
Ambassador Amidala, yes.
Amidala.
Amidala.
Amidala is from Star Wars.
Nope, she's now Amidala.
Right?
This is what Gilly's going to call her. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
God damn it. Star Wars is copyright by Disney and Lucasfilm. And are the express owners of any such properties therein.
I'm sure this is legally binding. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
And yeah, it was the pretty, very well dressed, probably very rich elven lady.
Who
for some
rat.
Reason has a pet rat.
Oh.
I mean, he's very nice. He's I mean,
I thought he was yours. He was on your shoulder.
Oh no. We had a chat. I mean, we had a chat and he's nice and you know, I spoke to your rat, he's nice as well, and
yeah. His name is Nibbles.
I don't think he told me what his name was, but yeah, sure, Nibbles. I'm sure he won't mind.
I like him. He's been my companion for years now, I guess.
Oh.
How many years?
4, 5, maybe?
Oh, that's pretty old for a mouse.
That's an old mouse.
I think they usually live like 3 years.
Well, I take good care of him, okay? I don't know. I'm not very good at counting, so...
That's okay. I'm not very good at most other things.
I'm imagining this is like my sister and her hamster. She had like Rosie 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in a very short span. This is just like Nibbles number 6. And she doesn't even know. There's just a new rat that shows up randomly.
Mouse,
and is like, oh, you must be Nibbles.
It's a mouse.
Mouse.
Yeah, it must be... Hey, Nibbles! I've missed you.
You stopped moving for quite a long time!
Is he the kind that sleeps in flowers?
What?
Oh, remind me of this. Just look for pictures of Mouse sleeping in flowers.
Okay. He doesn't sleep in flowers, he sleeps in my pocket.
Alright, so... You've done your deal with the Leathercrafter.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna chamfer your... thing.
Oh, way. He's gonna champ for my thing. Well, hey.
I think Samir took care of that already.
He hasn't yet. We've just established this.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep assuming that he has, so I give you another wink.
Gilly is very confused as to why you're winking at her,
okay.
But she winks back. I mean, she assumes automatically that you're flirting.
Well, that...
So presumably,
and
then
I interpret that as, like, confirmation that you've been fucking the hell out of Samir.
Fair.
It's a good conversation we're having here. I'm glad we understand each other so well.
Do you make your way to the pub?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for a beer.
All right. In the intervening time when they were making this deal, Vera.
Yes.
Do you have Step? Did Step go with you?
With us, I think.
Yeah, I don't know where Step went.
Yeah. So.
Kind of does his own thing.
Yeah, seriously.
You enter the pub and it is full of poor people. It kind of. You do stand out as being relatively not poor, but.
Sure.
They seem to have shitty ales. A lot of people are drinking. A lot of people look dirty and sad.
Are they like English beer? Like, what's it called again? Like a pint of beer?
Lager,
there you go. Like the stuff that doesn't have like a foam on it and stuff. It's like a bit piss warm. Because that's my favorite.
No,
I think you're confusing American beer and British beer at this point.
No, they're all drinking Bud Light Lime.
Wait to drop our sponsor there.
They're drinking German style beers.
Oh, okay. Well, I can get behind that. So I'll just order a large pint.
All right. That would be 4 copper pieces here. So just subtract that from your giant mass of money.
Okay.
Is there a free table at all?
Oh yeah. You get the idea that this pub is way oversized for what it really needs to be, or maybe it's the middle of the day. There aren't going to be very many day drinkers in here, except for maybe 6 patrons that are currently in here.
Okay. Let's see. We have a bunch of people. I mean, we have people in the pub here.
Yeah.
Might as well go ahead and play my flute for them, and play a song. And
Roll a performance check.
All right, I'm going to roll a performance check, and I'm actually going to do, finally, an enthralling performance.
Okay.
So let's see if I can get my performance check first. I rolled an 8, but I have a 9 performance. No, I have a 7 performance, so it's still a 15.
What does enthralling performance do?
They have to make a wisdom save versus... So all the way down here. 15.
Pull up my sheet for commoners.
Does that include us as well?
You're not here yet.
If you're not in the pub, you're in the pub. You do.
No, I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Step is immune to being charmed.
Oh, well, there you go. You're immune to the charm.
But
I thought I was you're not a human artist already.
No, this is what I call
rock. Was it a wisdom save?
Wisdom 15. And they don't know that I try to charm them, whether they pass or fail.
I rolled a 6, so they are all charmed by you, for the people who were in there.
Okay.
Unless Gilly and Judgment should also roll for this if they were here for the performance.
No, I think we're probably just still out eating our roll.
Okay. Also, this rye is like bread a time jump then.
Well, we're jumping back. Right. She immediately went to the pub, so you're currently talking to the leather guy right now.
Yeah, I didn't really have interest in... watching you commission a sparrow harness. I went to the pub immediately. So they're all charmed for an hour, and they idolize me. They're not going to fight people unless they already felt like fighting people for me. But I'm gonna go talk to them and try to find out about Ruben and about any pirates and things that have been coming up. Hopefully this will make it so they're more willing to talk about, like, things they would normally, you know, want to keep hush-hush about. You know, rumors. Mm-hmm. Things like that.
Most of the crowd in here are the sort of aged wino crowd.
Sure.
Because they're day drinkers. And they're like, that was so good. I really liked the part where you were singing with the flute.
Yeah, you ever? That was great.
They're all like, he's red-faced, this guy you're talking to.
Hey, actually, you might know. I'm looking for a couple things in this island. You know this place? Did you know somebody who knows this place really well?
He pulls off his stanky hat and everything. I am at your disposal, miss.
Well, 2 things. First of all, I'm looking for some pirates or bandits or some kind of nasties who have been driving people away.
You mean the fancy orcs?
Fancy orcs, yeah. Do they have a name? They got a hangout?
I mean, they're called the fancy orcs.
Does everybody call them that, or just you? That's what I mean.
He yells over to someone else and he says, "Hey, Merton, what do you know about them fancy orcs?" And then Merton comes over with his drink and sits down next to you too. It's like, "Oh yeah, the fancy orcs. I hear that they are." So you know how orcs normally have, like, teeth that go everywhere, and they like, maybe wear, like, war paint with just, like, smushes on their face?
Yeah, yeah.
They like, have, like, makeup.
I mean, to be fair, these people have probably teeth that go everywhere, too.
She's funny.
They got makeup?
Yeah, like, I mean,
do they have like
eyeliner and stuff? That's what I hear.
Oh yeah, I bet they're really good at like arts and crafts and stuff like that too.
And they dress better too. Like instead of being like instead of being, you know, all like ratty and like nailing stuff on, they wear like a uniform almost.
Oh, so you think they're good at weaving, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. They're just fancy, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, they've been hitting some ships around here, but they mostly seem to be, they're not, when they hit a ship, usually they look through its cargo and then take very little of it.
Hmm.
And then they go, and sometimes they just sink the ship outright.
You think they're looking for something?
I think they're looking for something.
Who else knows more about these fancy orcs? Has anybody like fought with them? Any of the people around town?
I mean, most of the people who stay here aren't sailors. And you when you came in, you noticed you were the only ship pulled into port.
Right. Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's not a very big town.
I mean, you gotta.
And it looks like they're still in the process of building up their next shipment of hides and leather goods, so there wouldn't be a reason for a trading ship to come in, except to maybe unload some supplies.
Nobody around here, you know, has ever worked as like a sailor or.
They've worked as sailors, but these are people who, if they're here, they probably haven't been on the ocean in a while. They would probably know the rumors from talking to sailors.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been in these waters for maybe 2 or 3 months, maybe.
Hmm. You probably get sailors who come in trading, right? To pick up the furs and lumber and things.
Yeah.
Do they know? Like, have any of them talked about the fancy orcs and other islands?
A little, yeah. And they mostly just say that they're the fancy orcs. If you see, their ships. They have this sort of. This like hash mark on their flag.
Hmm. Okay. So next topic. What kind of entertainment is there in town? I mean, I know it's a small town, but what is there that's particularly entertaining here?
You?
Well,
there's not much.
You can't offload these mushrooms, I don't think.
I'm gonna make my own entertainment.
Yeah, Step is his own entertainment. I have a large golden man over here.
He's like,
on the other side of the bar, I kind of sit down on a big stool that creaks underneath me, put my arm up on the table, and just say loudly to the pub, Beat me in an arm wrestle and win 10 gold.
How much do we have to pay?
10 gold.
Double your money.
That's like a waste. No one here has 10 gold. That is literally, like, these people probably don't see that in a year. At one time. I mean, you know, they're always eating and paying rent and whatever.
1 gold.
The shopkeep, or the whatever you want to call it, the
tavern keep?
The barkeep?
The barkeep, yeah. Comes over and eyes you over. He's a very strong-built male. No, he'd be a half-orc, actually. That's what I wrote down. Yeah. A male half-orc looks you over. Says, 1 gold to win 10 gold?
Sure.
All right, he comes over and tries to arm wrestle you. And a bunch of people get around and watch this as it happens.
What's his name, by the way?
His name is Engelhart.
Inkheart.
Engelhart.
Oh. Engelhart.
Inkheart was kind of a cool name.
Actually, yeah, that is a cool name. I'm writing that down for later. He gets a 7.
I get a 23.
Yeah, you immediately snap his hand down and he's like, oof. you might have some luck with the Trapping Guild. They have got some people who might, ow, be better at this.
Better luck next time, sir.
Thank you.
Oh man, I have a lot of really. We could make a lot of money between our two skills. And not so much here because I don't think anybody has any money. But remind me to do this when
you're in a rich town.
Yeah, so that I can go. Come on, guys! I think you guys can beat him, can't you?
you just sit down in like the rich hipster protein bar where they're all sitting there eating their keto shakes, and they're like, "Oh, brah."
Yeah.
The combination. Oh, that song was so good. We should.
There's no cheating involved here. It's all.
You made a gold, dude.
Made a gold.
Made a gold.
Gold is weak. I could bend that.
Bend gold. You can do it. Okay. I don't think I'm gonna get a whole lot more information out of you guys. I can probably get a beer.
Well, I mean, there were other things that you were asking about, not just the pirates, but also the possums, right?
Oh yeah, we can talk about the possums. Yeah.
Ask someone about the possums.
Sure. We'll ask around Martin and Drinky Van, who I don't think introduced himself to me.
My name's Inkheart.
No, that's Single Heart over there. You're,
gosh.
Wow, your name is, like, slightly cooler than the other.
I know, you got a much cooler name for being, like, an old one.
Oh, yeah, Barbara. My name's Wolfgang.
Wolfgang. Okay, that's a pretty cool name, too.
Wolfgang Inkheart.
Wolfgang.
Wolfgang and
Wolfgang Inkheart.
And Wolfgang and Martin,
I'll ask
Single Heart as well. Because... We're sailing here from Corona, they were raided by some awesome pirates.
Ah, those fuckers.
What's the deal with them?
Oh, we haven't heard from them in a while, but they used to have a hidden village somewhere on this island. It's been a couple months since we've seen any of them.
Any rumors about where that village might have been? I mean, I know nobody's found it. It's hidden,
again,
but...
The Trappers Guild, especially their leader... Varys Horaneth? He's the pretty half-elf guy.
Okay.
He stands
sounds
out.
Like a pretty, that sounds like a pretty elfy name.
Just ask for Varys. Trappers Guild is... He points that way, just three buildings that
There's
way.
There's not that many buildings. We hit it eventually.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll wait for the other two to get here.
That's all we have time for this session. Marissa, where can people find you?
I am on Twitter at Cambrian_era.
Will, where can people find you?
You can find most of my work at willpennington.co.uk.
Lisa, where can people find you?
The easiest way to find all my content would be to visit my personal website, superlisa.nl. You will find information there about my live streams as well as ways of getting in touch with me.
Cleo, where can people find you?
I was Zombie Cleo, and you can find me on the YouTubes and Twitters of the same name.
I'm Dutroid, and I stream infrequently at twitch.tv/Dutroid. Our music is by Ian Stalker. We are a new podcast and appreciate any feedback you can leave. Also, tell your friends.